Oh yeah, beautiful morning, you're the sunshine, morning babe, none water. Okay, happy. I'm not in there, I'm in the beautiful sun. Sun's out, okay. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Never want to leave, okay. So some thoughts. Bitcoin for millennials. So, you know, I like to use the word Bitcoin and millennial like a little bit tongue-in-cheek. I think the critical issue here is that when people say millennial, they typically mean to say degenerate, right? So whenever people make fun of you for being a millennial, it means that like you have poor financial sense, you know, degenerate values, blah blah, right? For a long time I despise this notion of millennial. Go, I'm not a millennial, I'm Gen Y. But eventually it doesn't really matter, right? So even me being a sociologist, right, studying sociology, like people always gonna try to categorize you, put into a box. And I'm starting to think and wonder, like, how much of this is just like, apparently there's this like phrase called tokenization, which is a critique of like all these academics who are trying to get their book out or something, right? They feel like they got to tokenize a certain catchy concept or a phrase to get tenure or, you know, what else, right? Win some awards or grants. And in some ways, it's actually wise to put yourself a little bit outside the traditional vectors or matrices of traditional understanding of things, right? So for example, and also in finance, right? Finance, economics, right? Truth is, everyone's trying to make a buck. I mean, that's fine, right? But I mean, how do you say this? So in terms of ethics, right? People are like, oh, this is not financial. But I'm like, yes, it is financial advice. Don't be a dummy boy, right? And so whenever I give financial advice, investment advice, like I just tell people what I do, right? And so I think in terms of ethics, right? You know, I mean, eventually no one's really ethical and that's fine. But I think my personal code of ethics is I'm only going to promote, I'm only going to tell people what I do, encourage people to do what I do because that's what I do, right? And so then therefore I have a corresponding downside is, you know, obviously if my advice don't work for myself, then I am harmed, my family's harmed, whatever, right? But then the upside then is you try to structure your advice and your life plans as if there is a personal downside to. For example, Carthage must burn. It's like the one motto, Carthage must burn, right? Even if you're like you know, some future US president trying to get elected or something, right? You say, you know, nation X or city X must burn, right? And just make that your one motto. I think one of the issues with politics, I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'll get into politics, that might be good. Anyways, one of the critical issues, people promise too much, or a motto, right, is like there's too many things, right? So for example, in Boy Scouts, the motto is always be prepared. Super simple, and you can remember it, right? But then people always like serve with integrity, courage, and pride, and these other three things are too much that you remember, right? So even the best financial advice for the most part is just buy Bitcoin. Super easy. Buy Bitcoin, BTC. BTC yield is the idea. Traditional stocks, MicroStrategy, MSTR. Pretty obvious, right? Beyond this, the better question then is, like, why Bitcoin? Why invest? Why is it kind of a ethical imperative to me? So for me, my generalized thought is like, oh, interesting thought. I think, right? Bitcoin, you know, digital property, digital real estate might be way superior to physical real estate. So let me share some of my thoughts. So I think one of the big issues here was, okay, so if you go on Zillow, right, looking for single family homes, right, just skirt around, right? And this is an interesting analogy. Every single tiny, you know, single family home in LA, whatever, right, Los Angeles, etc., is, you know, like the cheapest thing you're gonna find is like, you know, a mil, 1.2 mil, 1.2 m, etc. And as a consequence, you know, even one tiny square block, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. So even a super tiny area, that little ultra tiny plot of land is worth $30 million of equity. I'm like, this seems ridiculous, right? And so I think what's kind of interesting for us millennials, right, we're kind of skeptical and sus of the whole like house homeownership physical property thing. I mean, we probably prefer to be in like Japan or, you know, traveling abroad off the grid, right? Even before the whole COVID thing hit, right, the dream was to be a digital nomad off the grid, to financial independence, retire early, FIRE, right? So if you're interested in joining the Eric Kim FIRE Bitcoin fund, just email me, eric@erickim.com. I'll get you started. So the general idea is Bitcoin as a path to financial freedom, right? So if you're gonna, I mean, okay, so obviously I'm exaggerating here, right? But let's say you put X amount of monies in something, right? Bitcoin or whatever's, right? And you knew with 100% certainty that your money would 10x in a year, let's say, right? So let's say Bitcoin is like, I don't know, $65,000. And let's say with 100% certainty within a year, it would be trading at $650,000 of Bitcoin, let's say, right? If that was the case, you know, obviously you would not blow your money on loser alcohol or weed or drugs or going to Vegas. You would just pour all that money into Bitcoins, obviously, right? And therefore, as a consequence, the best way to think about things in life in general is your ultimate goal, Scrooge McDucking, in which you're pouring all of your monies into the investment or the thing that's going to go up 10x in value, right? Right? This is like, it's like super obvious. And anyone who doesn't do that, it seems like kind of like a fool. Now, I think the hard thing is people don't want to put their money in things because they're afraid that it's going to lose value, it's going to drop in value, blah, blah, right? And that's like totally understandable, right? But the truth is, like, Bitcoin, it's never going to lose value, right? Like, there's certainly a lot of volatility, which means it goes up and down a lot and quickly and rapidly, which kind of, you know, makes people want to like throw up, right? But the easiest way to stomach the volatility, remember Michael Saylor, volatility is vitality. It's a good motto. The thing to understand is in life and high velocity things, high energy things, ballistic missiles. You remember in Age of Empires, you got the ballista? Right? A ballista, huge projectiles, like freaking just like throw it super effing far. This would not be possible if, right, there was not high velocity, high energy, high, you know, high power, right? And I think also a simple way to think about things is velocity, power, everything in between, etc., is essentially just like a manifestation that, you know, high energy, high yield, right? You want to accrete value, right? You want it to be accretive, not dilutive. Like, you know, you don't want to be like Jesus where you turn the water into wine. You don't want to like mix out with like half water, right? And actually then the whole notion of sound money, sound coinage is that you don't want to dilute your coins, right? With the baser metals. So, introduction to Bitcoin. Long story short, Bitcoin is the only valuable thing. Everything else is not valuable. And the goal is to accumulate and acquire as many Bitcoins as you can before you die. And you never sell the Bitcoin. You try to sell everything else. Worst case scenario, you become an Uber driver, you know, pick up a part-time job, get a job as a cop, SWAT, LAPD, CHP, whatevs, right? And the goal is what you're trying to do is you're trying to stack as many Bitcoins as humanly possible till you die, right? And the general gist and the idea and the thought is you never ever want to lose your digital property. I think I actually have kind of a funny bold idea is that I bet you in the future, the near future, right, you'll start seeing banks offering mortgages to buy a single Bitcoin. Big idea, right? What does it mean? What does it mean, Duke? So, not a good sign. Somebody created a brand new GR Corolla, only 183 miles. I think we saw this on the lotto a minute ago, too. Anyway, Chensu. So as a consequence, you never ever want to sell the valuable thing, right? You don't, what? Bible thing is like, don't cast your pearls before swine. Bitcoin is your pearls. You don't throw pearls to a bunch of swine or pigs, right? You want to hoard your... So for example, let's say that you're a wealthy family in New York City in like the 1910s, 1920s, or the 1800s, right? Like, do you sell, you know, a square block of your property in Manhattan, you know, on Fifth Ave, right, to buy 10 horses or, I don't know, a gold watch or, you know, the pound or sterling or the US dollar or, I don't know, whiskey, wine, 1818's buggy coach. No, that would be a terrible idea. The wiser goal is you want to do everything possible. You take out loans, leases, whatevs, to not have to sell the property in Manhattan. There's actually my neighbor John May actually told me a story about, you know, you want to cut off the finger to save the hand or something like that. It's kind of an interesting analogy. And therefore, as a consequence, being back in LA, I hate how people honk at each other. Bad news is like, you'll be like, Jesus, don't do unto others as you want others to do unto you, right? Anyways, so the generalized idea and gist, right, is Bitcoin is the new ultimate digital property. And I might be the only one who thinks this too, right? Like, Michael Saylor is a little more conservative. He's like, actually, the best way to think about it is Bitcoin is certainly going to trump gold, right? People are going to sell their gold and buy Bitcoin. It's already happening. It's probably going to, I wouldn't be surprised if Bitcoin hits 100,000 this week or next week. Or, I mean, if you want to be really, really conservative, I'm like almost 100% certain Bitcoin's going to hit 100,000, 120,000 by January, right? Longer time spans. You know, I need to do some more maths, right? But I would not be shocked if Bitcoin starts to... How do you say this? Okay, think about this. So you say you work at one of the big tech companies, right? Instead of buying a loser single family house, which is dilutive of value, right? Like, let us say you buy, a nice, okay-ish house in the Bay Area for like 1.99 mil, let's say, right? And it's still kind of a fixer-upper. Or let's say you buy in Culver City, right? And the housing prices are here, you know, you can't really find a single family house for less than 2 mil, right? And therefore, as a consequence, my thought right now already, a Bitcoin should be worth at least the price of a single family house. Like, whether it be 2 mil or 2.9 mil. I saw a house in the neighborhood for 4.4 mil. So yeah, just do the analogy. One Bitcoin equals one single family home.